Hi, I'm Melody.
And I'm Candy.
And you're listening to
Quirks, Bumps,
and Bruises.
Well, hey, y'all. It's part two of Melody and Candy's interviewed. We're being interviewed by Wendy, our listener engagement director here at Joy FM.
And nobody's ever interviewed us before.
No, we are the ones that interview. So she is like making us super nervous. Last week, we talked part one of this, some more spiritual minded questions, favorite Bible verses, different things like that.
First jobs.
And she's saying this time is going to be a little bit more funny.
We'll see.
That makes me nervous.
All right, Wendy.
Well, okay. The funny comes toward the end. Okay, so just FYI, there's just one or two more, a little serious, but not quite.
That's all right.
So we are going to start with Melody first this time because Candy, last time.
Okay.
So if God had not placed you in a radio career, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
Always ministry, I think. A little known fact, when I graduated from high school, I went to college, University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and graduated with a degree. Actually, I got my degree in education, certified to teach kindergarten through 12th grade, but my main degree was in dance education. I was a dancer.
Wow.
And I'm a Baptist too.
I think that's the truth.
But when I graduated from college, I took over the dance studio that I had taken from as a child my whole life and inherited 300 kids.
Wow.
And I taught them ages 3 to 18 tap and ballet.
Aww.
And so that's what I did. You know, that was really for 10 years, that was my life. And then it moved over into being a worship leader at my church. And then that moved into this, which I did together for a long time. Both positions, I did both of them. Again, what I needed to run a business, just the musical part of dance, and then going into music in church, and then into, it just all laid out, you know, how he wanted me to get to this place, because otherwise I'd never one time thought about radio. So if I were not doing radio, I still feel like my heart has always been in ministry. Like I absolutely love working in ministry of some kind. So I've told Candy this before. I would love to be like a church consultant. I know so much about church.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot about church. I know the ins and outs of church. I think I could help churches heal from some things, that kind of thing. I would love to do that. Like just go into a church and try to help them get to where they need to be to grow. Not and I don't even mean numerically.
Right.
I mean spiritually.
That would be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I can see you doing that.
Yeah, I would really love that. So, but ministry.
Yeah.
That was a long way around that, I know.
Okay.
Ministry, yeah. I mean, somehow, some form of ministry is just a part of my life. I just feel most complete there doing that.
That's so not true. She really wants to work at Goodwill.
Well, I'm just going to know.
She would have no money.
I do not want to work at Goodwill because when you work at Goodwill, you can't buy the stuff at Goodwill.
Oh, they won't let you?
No, honey, I didn't ask. Don't think I didn't try to get
a
part-time job.
There wouldn't be nothing on the shelves to put out if she
was
there.
Well, why does it matter if you're paying for it?
Oh, you just can't because that's... Yeah. You know, you can't do that because other people won't have
opportunities. Well, then ask that answer. She can't do that.
She wouldn't survive.
I would honestly probably be doing hair. I've always had an interest and desire to do hair. I would love cosmetology and like a little boutique or a cupcake, maybe like a hair place, cupcake side. I had a name for my cupcake place.
What was it?
Candy Cakes. But I would name it C-A-N-D-I Cakes. Yeah.
How cute is that?
I would do hair and probably have a little candy cake shop.
Well, Candy, I can see you having a little bakery shop, although I've been here since July and I haven't seen you. Like, where's your stuff? Where's your cupcakes?
Where's your order?
Well, I didn't know you liked you did cupcake stuff or hair. I've been needing a haircut for 2 months.
Honey, for money, I can... For the right amount, I can do anything.
Keep that in mind. You may need it later.
Well, I think that, Candy, if you would be up for the challenge, I think Melody should show us some dance moves.
Oh,
later.
Honey, me too.
I can show you. Yes, I can show you some dance moves.
Oh, she has. I've seen them.
That'd be cool. And I had a friend who told me they have the perfect ballet feet. They go out automatically. I didn't even have to, like, practice it.
That's first position.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm natural already in first
position.
There
you go.
So, can you tell us a specific time or moment that you knew God worked a bump or a bruise out in your life?
And this episode ain't long enough.
To say how long you got, whoa, Wendy, because we pretty much got a bump and a bruise every day.
We do. Honestly, we joke. There used to be three of us, and it was quirks, bumps, or bruises. Like, well, which one's the quirk? Which one's the bump? I think.
Did you ever figure that out?
I think all of us are all of them.
I mean, we are all of them.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Although Candy does take the quirk part. Pretty far down the road.
Can I just say this? And this is going, you're going to feel bad for mocking me now after I'm about to go all up on you. Melody, I believe I am here, and she says this as well. I am in radio, and I love what I do, and I'm here to serve others. But I do believe God put me here because Melody Vaughn, I needed her in my life. I honestly don't. You feel bad yet? I honestly don't know where I would be. And I mean, in this life, all the struggles that I've gone through, if I didn't have that woman in my life, I honestly don't. You can cry if you want. But I really don't, because I do feel like God put her in my life. And I don't think if we weren't working together so closely in this role that we would be as close and as vulnerable and about life. And mm-hmm. So she'll say that. She said, I think I'm here to raise this child. Like, God put you here to raise me.
It takes a village, I just say.
But of all the things that I count a blessing in this life is to have her as
My goodness. You're going to make me cry.
You are really one of my dearest friends in this world.
And I'm old.
So am I. But she has been I guess I should be saying this about Jacob, my husband.
He don't listen.
And I know Christ is my rock, but I could not imagine if I had to come into this place every single day with all the issues I've had in my life and not have her here to help me through it.
Aww.
So God put me here, I think, so she could help me.
What is that?
Sorry, Melody.
What is that? It is my what is that? You gave me a present not too long. It's so funny, Wendy, because she came in here. She was so excited, and she gave me a little plaque. And by the way, that did tear me up. But all of this is I forgot to put my eye drops in this morning.
Sure it is.
Yeah, okay. I see some tissue laying around.
If you would hand me one of those, please.
I can't wait till you talk about me.
She came in. She knows I adore her.
Oh, I do.
But I came in. She came in one morning so excited to give me this present. And it said what, Candy?
It said, "We'll always be best friends because you know way too much."
Gotcha.
And I was so excited to give her that.
And I said, oh, this is so sweet. I said, come with me, Candy. And so we walked to my cubicle. And in my cubicle, there was the exact same thing that she had already given me.
I had given to her. I think we figured out the quirk, the bump, and the bruise.
That was the funniest thing.
Wow.
So, I have no words to that.
It was hilarious. It was just so Candy that it was just so funny. But
I got sleep apnea. Leave me alone.
Well, so do I. So that's not my excuse. But I agree with you. I think God put us together. And she is the same for me, too. And we just do life, and we take one day at a time, and I'm tired.
I was going to say, you say it for the same reason, but honey, you've helped me out about 87-1 on them things.
Let's just say, Candy has saved a lot of money.
I have. My therapist, man, she don't charge me copay.
If I had done the, what is it, like $100 an hour for therapy?
Oh, yeah.
I could have done retired, Candy.
She could have. Your rewards are in heaven, Melody.
She could have retired and bought the big old huge mansion and had a little cozy cottage there at the gatehouse for you and your family to live in.
But no, here I sit.
Free therapy services.
No, I'm
Thank
kidding.
You, Lord.
She knows I absolutely adore her. Would do anything in the world for her.
Same here.
Oh, you two are amazing. You are awesome together. And, you know, God puts people specifically together to fulfill his plan. And y'all are definitely fulfilling his plan.
Well, can I just say as a little side note, one thing great about Candy and I is that that we don't get our feelings offended. Mm-mm. Like, if I'm getting on her nerves, she can tell me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll say, go hush. Go to your cubicle, Candy.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I'll say, Candy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't get offended. We just, you know, because if you're working this close with somebody all the time, sometimes you're going to get on each other's nerves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you need a little quiet space.
Spend more time with her than I do anybody in my life. When I look back at how many hours we're together during the day, every day, mm-hmm. throughout the years, consistently together. Yeah. I mean, goodness, yeah. If you didn't have a relationship with that person, or if you just, could you imagine not liking the person that you have to do? That's hard.
Yeah.
Well,
frankly, I could not do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't,
yeah.
I couldn't pretend, you know,
right, exactly.
The pretending is exhausting.
Yeah. Right.
And I couldn't do that, but it is funny. Sometimes we'll be in here right in the middle of a show or something, and we're getting ready to go on air or whatever, and she's not here.
Shocker.
And I'll Candy, and she's out there rearranging the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden she's got a hankering to rearrange all the kitchen cabinets. So it's just
still
funny.
Loves me,
and I do still love her.
Oh, that was funny you say that, because I heard you do that the other day.
Yeah.
She went to go do something, got sidetracked, and I hear this, Candy!
Yep.
She is random.
I'm used to it. She used to have a bell she could ding, and it would like ring out through the
thing.
Yeah,
we had a doorbell to get her back in the room.
Honestly, that's what that was for.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. And then when you go the next day to find a knife, you don't know where it is, because she's done moved it to another drawer.
Oh, good Lord.
Know. That is so funny.
So, that was good. That was really good. All right, so we're going to skip one question, because you kind of already answered it the last time.
Okay.
So,
is this the last one?
Just two more, but these are the fun ones. Okay. These are the quick fun ones.
Okay.
So, recently, we had an assignment. We have to do these morning thoughts. And we had an assignment that asked us to list one fun fact about ourselves. So, since this is Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises, give me at least one quirk about yourself.
Honey, we could have done a whole podcast on mine.
I know. I'm realizing this after I wrote this question.
I don't remember
down.
What I said. I remember that question.
I feel like we
kind of
answered that.
Yeah, you have many quirks. I see that.
Yeah. So you want like a quirk.
Like our bump or bruise, but let's, at least one quirk. I mean, something that, well, I mean.
Honestly, I could probably say something like my humor sometimes. I think I try to use humor with everything, when things are sad, when things are good, you know. And sometimes if somebody's comes to me with something challenging in their lives, I try to make it funny. And sometimes I really just need to sit there and be like, that stinks. I'm so sorry. And so I also like to problem solve. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see how we can do this. And when they're like, would you just let me sit here and cry with you for a minute? This is what's going on. Stop making a joke. Stop mm-hmm. trying to figure it out. So that's probably something I need to work on. I won't, but that's something I need to work on.
That's just what makes you special.
Which is the second quirk.
It just makes her special. Hey, it's your turn, Melody.
I'm like Candy.
She's perfect.
I can't think of quirks for Melody.
No, that is absolutely not true. I don't know. They're probably a stronger word than quirk. I would say that I am I'm very organized. And sometimes I'm so organized that I get on my own nerves. I'm the type girl, and there's going to be a lot of eye rolling hearing this, like, oh, she's one of those. In my work situation here, every email is taken care of before mm-hmm. the end of the day. Every phone call is taken care of before the end of the day.
You see her looking at me.
Yeah.
You're pretty good about that, too. And mm-hmm. in our work environment that we have called Asana, lots of tasks are in there and they're all taken care of. Like, I like a clean slate by the end of the day. I'm like that at home with dishes. I don't want dishes in the sink when I go to bed. I don't want to wake up to that.
If you ask Melody Vaughn to do something tomorrow by 10, it will be done today by 4. That's Melody. You never have to. That's not a quirk. That's a very, very good thing.
Well, yeah. I know, but sometimes, you know, I could lighten up on that a bit and not be so, but I do get on my own nerves with that. Yeah.
Well, good. You've been getting on mine too. I can't get all this stuff. No,
now I know who to come through when I need to have something done like that. I need to go straight to Melody.
I would love to say that about myself, but I'm going to wait. If it's due tomorrow at 8, I'm going to wait till 7:58 to give it to you.
Yeah. I will say she works best that way. Candy works best under pressure.
I do.
I work best getting it done ahead of time. In college, if there was a paper due, mine was done 2 weeks early. Yeah. I'm that type, and she would probably be typing the last, put the period on the last sentence 5 minutes before she turned it in. Not that that's wrong. Mm-hmm. She works better, I think. My daughter does too. Yeah. Works much better under pressure. Yeah.
Wow. Bless your heart. Even with your own quirks, you explain each other. Like, it's just
I'm telling you.
And we know each other pretty well.
Do. I know. I'm loving it. I'm just loving it. I could just sit here and listen all day. Okay, now.
But we're not.
I know. I know. Candy, Melody's already got this all lined up. So the last question, and I promise you this one's kind of funny. All right. What is the funniest thing you've done on the air? Like mispronouncing a word, you get tickled at something and now you have the giggles, or just one of the things I clearly remember was Candy mispronouncing bazooka. I believe it was the word bazooka. And I got so tickled.
What is it?
Well, I can't remember how you pronounced it now.
Was it a kazoo? It was supposed to be one of those.
Yeah.
And maybe I called it a bazooka.
I think it was a kazoo.
It was a kazoo when you called it a bazooka. That's what it was.
You called a kazoo a bazooka.
Bazooka. And I was like laughing, literally with tears running down my eyes going, it's a kazoo.
Oh, that's funny.
And it was like, I couldn't help but just laugh.
Sometimes we get tickled. Mm-hmm. And there have been times that we have had to just cut to a song.
Oh, yeah. We'll be in the middle of a conversation, and we know this is going to be not good.
Candy, and it was when Gabe was with us. Mm-hmm. Gabe. And you wouldn't laugh at what Gabe would say so much as that Gabe would get so tickled that his face would turn red. He would be bent over. There would be tears streaming down his face, and he literally was not breathing.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't.
He would get that
tickled.
Well,
that
reaction
is what would get us tickled. And especially like during fundraising, by week two, day 10, you are so tired that everything is funny.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was one particular time, I think I was on the air, Candy, with Gabe. I think it may have just been Gabe. No, maybe you were in here too. I can't remember. But anyway, we got tickled over something and we didn't go to the song because we were right in the middle of talking. We were right in the middle of a challenge, there was just dead air, but you could just hear. Yeah. You know, you could just hear this wheezing.
That's
and
hard.
We're tired. I just remember I think I just did the cut sign. You just got to go to a song.
Playing Amazing Grace.
That's the next song. You know, it's always going to be something so slow. And it takes you a while to recover to go back on the air. So, those times, if you mispronounce something, it's funny. Or if you just say it all wrong. When you're live on the air, it is amazing to Candy and I that they put a mic in front of our mouths.
It is.
I mean, like, I don't know what they were thinking, honestly.
We get, you know, anytime you give, like, the phone number wrong. I mean, we say this number a million times a week, but you get it wrong and you're just like, I know that I just said it wrong, but I'm not going to draw attention to the fact that I said it wrong.
And then sometimes we just absolutely draw attention to it and just say, y'all, we're tired.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go to a song. We're going to come back and try this again or something.
Oh, yeah.
But those are fun times, though. And I have had many listeners say, my favorite part is when y'all get so tickled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And that shows you that laughter truly is the best medicine.
It truly is. I've had more laughters and more tears because I'm laughing when listening to you guys in the morning.
That is such a compliment. Mm-hmm. And if somebody says to us, hey, y'all are crazy, y'all get me through my day, that is the biggest compliment you can ever have.
Absolutely. Is that all?
Yeah, I believe that's
the
last
Candy,
question.
I feel like we've been in therapy.
I know.
Well, I'd say that you guys done really well. And I feel like the listeners know just a little bit more about you.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And now I know a little bit more about you. And now
you still like us?
Can I come back with an answer on that on podcast 3?
No.
Yes, I still love you.
Thanks for listening to the Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises podcast with Candy and Melody. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast. You can learn more at joyfm.org.
Try Peas and Carrots podcast for more encouragement. Brian and Kayla share life from their piece of the vegetable patch. Expect a laugh, find common ground, and hear stories you can't wait to share. It's a podcast about doing life together, growing in Christ together, and learning to laugh no matter what comes your way. Search Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts today. Get quick encouragement on the go with your Encouraging 5-Minute Podcast. It's a weekly dose of encouragement to start your week off right. Search your Encouraging 5-Minute Podcast today.
Navigating life as a mom or a dad in a blended family can be a real challenge. But working together with God's help, there are strategies that work and ideas to cope. Blended is a podcast hosted by dad and pastor Derek Withrow, designed as real help for the 40% of families with kids from a previous marriage. Make it your next download on Apple, Google, or wherever you listen.